Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. I'm too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've been talking a lot of race here, and that's always a fun topic for everybody.
Mm-hmm. You're uncomfortable. It's amazing somebody who claims to be in so many different communities is uncomfortable having conversations.
I'm not uncomfortable with it.
And
I can speak to both sides. You not so much.
To both sides, huh? To be fair to Russ, apparently, of course, only portions of his quote were made popular and put out there. So he did mention thinking about the guys who came before him, and then he talked about the guys who were in the league at the same time, Newt Cam and RG3 and Colin Kaepernick, and then he went on to talk about the guys who came after him. But he did say the guys who were there before me, they certainly have been part of this thing too. So,
oh, thank you.
Yes.
The only thing you can speak of is German chocolate cake. That's it. You can't speak
to... Is that what you can talk about?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, that's the only chocolate you should talk about.
Why?
Period.
Why?
Okay. Because
no one can see you do that.
I'm sorry. Whose dad coached at University of Houston on the offense with only black quarterbacks? Mine? Did your dad coach nothing but black quarterbacks during Bill Yeoman's Veer offense? I didn't think so.
Were black quarterbacks allowed in the bar?
Who had a Terry Elston jersey? Me, Tearaway jersey, U of H, boom. That was back before black quarterbacks were such a big deal. I was rocking Terry Elston jersey when I was 10.
John's dad owned a bar.
Yeah.
What was the clientele like at that bar?
It was all...
Not Terry Elston's.
It was all car workers. We had a bunch of car dealerships, auto workers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No black quarterbacks were in the bar?
No black quarterbacks that I remember. Back then, there weren't a lot of black quarterbacks, so it would have been very difficult.
Lance wins.
Yeah. Yeah. No. He doesn't win. Because he had a jersey. Please, child, please.
And his dad.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Okay, but we do have a nice long list of arrest records that we need.
Yeah, let's get through this. Let me start first. I'll start with Chiefs. Let's go back and forth almost like a fantasy draft. Rashee Rice, he faces 8 charges in relation to a high-speed race. Police said arrest warrants have been issued for Rice for 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, 6 counts of collision involving injury. His attorney, Royce West, said last week that Rice had been driving a Lamborghini Sport utility vehicle when the crash occurred. Arrest warrants for the same charges were also issued for Theodore Knox. Police said Knox and Rice were not in custody. So,
what do you think? Take a guess. I mean, he's got to be suspended.
I mean, he's got to be suspended with all this because his lawyer basically came out and admitted it and said, "You people," and then he chided everyone else. Oh, like you weren't 23 and did some foolish things when you were young. Would you want to be judged on your very worst incident? I think not. So let's just chill out. There should be no suspension. I think he gets 4 games.
Well, I think he's got to get through the process here, right? I mean, he can be suspended without going through the entire process. I don't think he starts the season with the team. Does it affect their draft anyway?
Yeah, I think they're drafting a wide receiver anyway. They lost, I think Valdes-Scantling is gone. Even if he is, and he's just too limited. No, most people think they're going wide receiver with the last.
Yeah, they're going to have
pick.
To.
And when I say people, I mean people work for other NFL teams think they're drafting wide receiver.
Brian Thomas?
He may be gone by then. Xavier Worthy gets mentioned a lot over there.
They want a little guy?
I had Xavier. He's a fast guy. I had Xavier Worthy going to them in my second mock, and I gave him Ladd McConkey. After the Rashee Rice stuff, I said, let me get a guy who's a little bigger, a little safer. Let me get Ladd McConkey as a little surprise first-rounder. So those are two guys you could look at, maybe Troy Franklin from Oregon.
All right.
So there's one arrest. Rashee
apparently,
Rice.
Did you see who got thrown out of the – did you see the Carlos Correa throw yesterday?
They tried to – Otani thought he was going to get slick with Carlos's arm.
And Carlos gunned him down from right field.
One of the great arms at shortstop we've ever
seen. Yes, ever. And he threw it like 98 miles an hour, 96 miles an hour, whatever it was. But Shohei got thrown out at the plate, and the thought was Shohei had the under.
Oh, that was a thought?
Yeah, the thought was.
Do you want to go to his is that what you, are you going to bring
up
his interpreter?
Yeah, his interpreter now is pleading guilty.
He's facing federal charges.
Yeah, facing federal and pleading guilty.
So are we apologizing to Shohei for
no.
all
no.
of that
no.
reckless speculation?
No, no. The question is, how much under over, what did Shohei pay him?
So you think he said
to take
the fall?
Well, that's okay.
The feds say there's no evidence that Shohei did anything wrong.
Of course they say that.
Yeah.
So we're not
okay.
taking a
They're
setback.
Not in bed with Rob Manfred. Okay.
So the feds are
okay. Hold on.
Now we're finding out all kinds of Fauci
stuff. No, hold
stuff.
On. What
are you going to believe the feds?
I don't
hold on. What
know
they're,
you're
what they're
about.
Finding out, what they're finding out is that Shohei, that there was a bank notifications that were turned off or whatever. My guess is that Shohei, because why initially would he say, oh, yeah, what, everyone says, oh, there's just this confusion. Now we understand why the confusion was. Then what was the confusion about Shohei originally saying, yeah, I knew about it. I'm the one who paid him. I helped. I think it was two things. I think he gave money to Ipe and knew there was a gambling debt. And I think the gambling debt either continued to go on or got bigger, and he just kept going to the well. Maybe Ipe did it without Shohei knowing. But I think Shohei absolutely knew about at least one payoff and helped him with one payoff.
So are we not at all worried about the bookie that didn't get paid $4.5 million?
Generally, we don't worry about bookies.
I thought
much.
He did.
I thought he did.
Never, he didn't get,
no,
he
didn't get all of
books.
It. He didn't get all
didn't
of
get
it.
All of it. I mean, now, is that fair to the bookie?
Well, he's got bigger fish
well, he's
to
running
fry.
An illegal
You know, that's how
thing.
They found out about Ipe
I know
Shohei.
That's how he found out.
Yeah, I think he's got bigger.
He's got a lot of legal issues.
That's actually true.
He could
true.
Use that money.
That's actually
Those
true.
Those are ill-gotten gains, John. We don't worry about
to
the
To you, maybe.
But to the federal government, I
no,
believe
that's
as well.
Actually a pretty good point.
Yeah, screw yeah. them. I'm pretty sure.
Screw them is what you just
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure now we're finding out the CIA and Fauci started COVID.
Here we go.
I don't know what he sees and what he watches. So I just, okay, whatever.
Sometimes he'll say things like,
No. It's real.
The CIA started
there.
COVID?
CIA.
Wow.
Fauci was
you
visiting
and,
the CIA right before.
You and Gundy in the group chat?
No. I'm not in there with Gundy.
Former NBA guard Ben McLemore was arrested by U.S. Marshals on Tuesday and jailed in Oregon, where he faces – now, Ben McLemore has been on one. He's been on a heater for a few years. He faces
– I saw him at the gala in Galveston. He played. Yeah.
Played.
Got $20 in my pocket.
No, that's McLemore.
No, that's McLemore, not Ben McLemore.
Oh,
we're talking about the former Rocket Ben McLemore.
Where he faces sex crimes charges stemming from allegations he sexually assaulted a woman in 2021 when he was playing for the Portland Trail Blazers. McLemore, 31, hasn't played in the NBA since 22, and he was in recent days playing professionally in Spain. He was arrested in Portland Airport on an outstanding felony warrant for one charge of first-degree rape, one charge of first-degree unlawful sexual penetration, two charges of second-degree sexual abuse. The charges stem from a report of sexual assault at Lake Oswego when McLemore was playing for the Trailblazers. So that happened back in 21. But didn't he also get in trouble for a gun something, or beating somebody up in an airport also? He's had more than just this. So Ben McLemore, arrested.
All right.
Do you have another arrest?
I do. Well, I've got one.
Or legal battles?
Yeah, Jonte Porter has been out for 10 games or so, listed as out for personal reasons, when in fact they're investigating him. And Adam Silver said what Jonte Porter is accused of is a cardinal sin. And he has the power to suspend Jonte Porter for his
Ever.
Entire career.
Banishment is
banishment from the league. For those who don't know, apparently he was betting on, there's some kind of accusation of him betting on himself on player odds and betting the under against himself.
Leaving games in suspicious manner.
Yes.
Manners.
My
eye hurts and my tummy hurts, so I can't play anymore.
No, he's done. He's banished from the league.
Yeah,
you
can't put him back on.
This is going to be the strongest because this is an easy one for Adam Silver. This is the easiest he's ever faced. This guy is a relative nobody. If it was his brother, there'd be some teeth gnashing. Maybe it'd be a one-year ban. This time, boom, he can drop the hammer. Let's be realistic. You lodge the heaviest penalty that you possibly can to deter anyone else. And in this case, you say you can never play professional basketball again in this country. And then, boom, and he's done. And that's a heavy, heavy, heavy deterrent.
I don't know you can play anywhere. What team?
We can play overseas.
Yeah, but what team would take him?
Why does somebody in Spain
Dante
care?
Porter is a real candidate for the big three at some point.
Yeah.
Ice Cube. We'll get him.
Ice Cube offered Caitlin Clark to go to the
off
big
the board.
Three.
As long as they're off the board.
How about Ice Cube trying to get Caitlin Clark to come to the big three?
Of course. Why not?
He can't pay her enough. I guess maybe.
He was offering like 10 mil.
I thought it was 4.
It was 5 mil.
4.5 mil, I think.
At minimum, it would be at 8 games for the regular season. And if they may, if her
why
team,
can't they? If they don't interfere, why shouldn't she?
Well,
being a gimmick.
Mopey and Mapes had this
aren't
discussion.
Aren't you a real basketball player? Why are you a gimmick going to play?
Do you
against
want to be
Josh?
A gimmick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a gimmick.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Give me that cash.
And how'd you like
you know what? Listen, this is why Brittany Griner got arrested. She had to go to Russia to play. Okay, these women aren't making enough money.
Hold
if
on.
You could, you're going to take money out of this girl's pocket.
Oh, my
pocket,
God. Have you not seen her advertisements? She's doing fine. Do you know how much she's making this year?
Yeah.
Over $7 million.
That's
she's not making enough.
Okay.
She's making enough.
Oh, really? And how much is Patrick Mahomes making this year?
Do you know that women's basketball is making substantially more in NIL than men's? In true NIL, not in...
Under the table.
Yeah, I'm talking about real NIL with actual advertising.
Yeah, it's not
women,
an ally.
Angel Reese.
I've said it for years.
Angel Reese. Gabby Marshall? Holy crap. Go to at Gabby Marshall's Instagram page. It's all paid ads.
Influencer.
The whole thing.
Gabby's an influencer.
You know who Gabby Marshall
she's
is?
She's the one who bravely tried to navigate that screen against UConn.
She's the cute
called
one.
Offensive,
she's the cute one on Iowa.
See?
I'm talking to him.
He would have known
what
the
does
screen.
He speak?
If I would have said.
Oh, the cute one. Okay.
Yeah, but you would have known.
You know who I'm talking about.
But you would have known the screen thing, too.
Yeah.
You would have known that.
Yeah, but if I just said the cute one from Iowa,
he's
like,
one of the reasons I was pissed is because, hey, you might mess her face up or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so that one, all her Instagram is.
Well, yeah.
Is nothing but paid ads.
Can she afford any Zadok jewelry?
Yeah, she absolutely can. And I'm glad you asked that question because Zadok Jewelers is 28,000 square feet of goodness. Two levels. They have their upper level is completely for almost exclusively for a bridal area. You can have champagne up there and shop through rings and go through your entire. They have crystal and stemware, and it's amazing what they have at Zadok. I didn't know there was any place like this. And then I found out people come from all over the state for their exclusive watches and their exclusive pieces from Mikimoto and other, you know, the very biggest brands in the business of jewelry, of diamond rings, of watches, of necklaces. They've got the most exclusive. They are boutiques for several of the brands that are out there. And when it comes to a selection, nobody in Houston beats Zadok Jewelers. And it is a beautiful store. You can spend hours in there just like I did. If you are looking to get your wife or girlfriend that perfect gift, or if you're looking for a brand new watch that is going to be a status watch for you and a luxury watch for you, there is no place better than Zadok. Go to Zadok Jewelers. You can check out the website, ZADOK.com, but it's an easy drive, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, and make sure you tell them Lance Erline sent you by.
ESPN 97.5.
A Masters Golf. Nothing says golf like Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing. Dude is a legendary golfer, okay? And by legendary golfer, I mean, he's terrible. Here's the deal, though. We don't care about that. What we care about is that Billy is going to take care of all of your plumbing needs, right? Now, probably not Billy himself, but one of his guys. And his guys are awesome. Been to my house, been to Lance's house. They just are just awesome, awesome, awesome. No charge when they come. A lot of guys are just going to charge. A lot of plumbers are going to come to your house and say, well, just to come out, it's going to be $70 or $100 or whatever. We'll take it off the bill once you have us do the work. Nah, no thanks. We're just going to how about coming out for free? How about checking it out, giving us a fair price, and then we'll go from there. That's what you get with Aqueduct Plumbing. Listen, no job is too big or too small. If you've got an issue with your plumbing, a small issue could become a big issue. So make sure you call, and you got to put this number in your phone, 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live at East River 9, where it's golf, right? It's perfect here. Why don't they move the Masters to here?
You think out of Augusta?
Well, they can't even start on time.
Because of the weather.
Yeah, they've got storms. They're not starting until 9:30 now. When you could have been teeing off here.
Ooh, what's
in
that
going to
do
already.
To scores?
Scores? Well, it depends on how windy it is. And if the wind lightens up. Here's
is
the deal.
The rain gonna
a
help,
lot of times, with you know, you could be on the wrong side. Here's the deal. That's why you got to look at tee times.
Look what you've done.
I know.
You got to look at tee times. Okay, what's the weather going to be in the morning? And then if it clears up in the afternoon, the afternoon guys have a big advantage. So you've got to make sure that when you're picking, because you got different matchups, right, that you were looking at,
mm-hmm.
different guys, and who's gonna beat who score today. You got to know when they're teeing off, Lance. You don't know this stuff. That's bothersome.
Okay, let me ask you. I love this one. Will the Big Eight win the Masters? Scheffler, McIlroy, Rahm, Schauffele, Matsuyama, Spieth, Koepka, Neiman. Neiman's a Big Eight? So will they win the Masters -130? Yes. I think that's a good bet.
Yes. I think it is a good bet.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, will he finish 53rd or better in the field?
Better.
Under's the favorite, -130. Tiger Woods, first round score, 74. Is the over under?
It's a good number. 74. I think higher. I think over.
Okay.
Especially if it's windy.
So
he's going to have a real problem. He can't even bend down to pick up his ball. He's hurting so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, total birdies or better during round one.
I'm going to say higher than 52nd now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. 54.
54th?
Oh, he has finished 54 or worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Total birdies, 3.5 over under. The under is -150.
3.5, 4 birdies for Tiger today? I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm gonna go. No, he won't have 4 birdies.
Yeah, and those are the Tiger things.
Because if I don't think he's gonna shoot 74, I'm not gonna give him 4 birdies.
No, that's why I was.
Although he could have one big hole, you just never know.
So
you just never know.
How big? Double eagle?
No. One blow up.
Oh, one blow up. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I suppose anyone could as well. Real quick, and we'll get off the Masters till they actually start because. We got to get, I mean, I'm waiting for Chris Vernon's Masters update.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't start until 9:30.
It won't be until after. No. Scottie Scheffler's the favorite, +475. Then Rory McIlroy, +975. 100 wins you, 975.
What is Rahm, 12?
Then he goes, John Rahm is 12. Schauffele's 13.
Schauffele never plays on Sunday. Don't just stay off him.
Matsuyama's almost 20. Brooks Koepka's 21-1. Spieth is 22-1. Ludvig Åberg, no one knows him.
Åberg.
+2,600. Joaquin Neiman, +2,800.
Joaquin Neiman is playing his ass off on Liv. He's a real.
And then Bryson DeChambeau is +3,300.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know. Neiman is a hot. That's a hot name.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a hot name. I think Rahm is really going to play well too. I just switched. I had Matsuyama and I picked Rahm to win it. I think he's. I think Rahm is going to be. He's going to be somebody to watch this weekend. Again, back-to-back, which doesn't get done too often. But Scottie Scheffler is so good. It's so hard to bet against that dude. So hard. He's so good.
All right, so where are we now? The Astros lose again in non-dramatic fashion. Starting pitching day before yesterday was terrible, and the bullpen stuck it out. The offense came alive, and you know, you won 10-5. This time, starting pitching was terrible. Arrigetti gives up 7 runs over 3 innings, and the Astros lose 11-2. Where are you at right now on your Houston Astros?
I'm not
still
overly
on the same.
Not
overly concerned.
I don't love the way they're playing, but I'm not overly concerned. No, I mean, yeah, it's a slow start, but I'm not. They're the standard bearer. They're going to be fine. They're going to get pitching back. When JV comes back and Fromber comes back, I mean, yeah, it's going to be tough. But they're playing in Kansas City notwithstanding, although Kansas City's playing good baseball right now. This schedule has got to be one of the, if not the toughest in baseball for the first 20 games. So, I said this before the season started. If they finish 10-10 during these 20,
well,
you know,
good luck with that.
Yeah, ain't finishing 10-10. But you know what? If they did, I'd say, well, that's a great start. But
is the toughest schedule in baseball because you're a bad baseball team right now?
No, I mean, you could still be a great team and still be playing a tough schedule.
But if you're great, then you're generally better than others in the ten.
Yeah, but you're playing greater good teams.
Yeah, but if you're a good team, you should still be better than 500. If you're a good team,
yeah, because if you're a good team, they're not a good team right now. There's nothing that says they're a good team. Obviously, right now it's obviously that's you know we're early on. There's multiple seasons inside the season, but. This current season, where you have a lot of starting pitching issues with injuries now, and then you've got bullpen that is just not doing their job. Once again, you had the bullpen get roughed up yesterday. This isn't who they're going to be, I don't think, but I got to see a healthy Fromber. I mean, if you don't have a healthy Fromber, Troy sent me a text earlier saying they should have signed Blake Snell. No, Blake Snell would have been an interesting – it's hindsight now because you didn't expect Fromber to get hurt. You know, you've got two pitchers supposed to come back this year.
Who
you
knew
didn't
it
know,
would be this bad?
You didn't know Urquidy. Was Urquidy hurt at that time when we were talking about Snell?
Yes.
Maybe he was, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, but somebody was on there, well, this is what they get. Now, you know, they knew they had some injuries or to think that everybody would stay healthy. They're coming back. Can we all relax? They're going to be back. You don't have to go out and buy a $40 million a year pitcher because you got a guy that's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, you don't. That's just not how you do it, and especially where they are with the luxury tax. So let's slow down. I know it's 4-9. They look like crap. I mean, there's guys Abreu. They really, 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 really need to do something. They dropping him to 8th for the first time in his career. And the way he's looking, man, I mean, when you're pinch hitting for with Caratini for him, that's really saying something about where you're at in your career. Jose Abreu, you might have to eat 2 years of that deal. Almost two full years of that deal you might have to eat. Close to $40 million, $39
million. Mm.
I mean, that's just, it's awful. He's awful.
Yeah. Still in the 80s, not the decade. That's the batting average.
Yeah.
You're in the 80s.
Yes, yes.
And it's just a matter of time before he gets to the 70s. Hate when they work backwards in decades. That's the absolute worst.
Yep. All right.
Well, Dana Brown was asked about him yesterday, and he's more positive than we are. Imagine that. We have a first baseman in Abreu. If you flip his baseball card, he's a notorious slow starter, but I believe he will get hot. He's 34 at bats in, and ultimately, we believe in Abreu. We'll give him time to work things out. So it's the best baseball thing you can use when you're trying to defend anyone. It's a long season. It's early. It's a long season. Everyone relax. Caveat. You can use that anytime someone questions your team. Don't worry about it. We're only 13 games in.
Well, I mean, it is true, though. I've been worried about Astros teams in the past. And you know, last year took a magnificent run, though, and took a lot of help with other teams not playing well. So the reality is in probably 7 out of 10 years, you couldn't replicate what happened, maybe even 8 out of 10 years. And I do wonder sometimes if we're just completely ignoring the regular season and just looking at postseason, getting to the ALCS, and rewriting what the season actually was. The season was not a great season for the Astros last year. And that's what gives me pause this year to think, you know, maybe this year is going to be an extension of last year, only with more injuries. That's my concern. But if there's one team that has proven over and over again that, you know, there's just they have lulls.
Seven straight ALCS is Lance.
It is, but this is without pitching injuries. The Astros have been healthy with pitching for the most part. That's what a big concern is right now. This rotation right now is really, really not good. You have Christian Javier, who's still not back to where he needs to be. Hunter Brown, who gives you real concerns. Eric Geddy was bad. Henley was bad. I don't know what's going to happen there with those. I mean, as far as I know, you're going to have to keep them Somebody's going to stay up and keep pitching. You don't have enough pitchers.
Well, Arrighetti's going to get another start. That's what we found out yesterday. Hinley's been optioned. He'll be sitting down. Yeah. But Arrighetti at least will get one.
Yep. They told him no matter what, you're going to get another start. And it ended up no matter what. Time to take a quick one here. Yeah, we forgot Terrell Suggs. We didn't even mention Terrell Suggs.
Oh, we got another arrest coming, yeah.
Yeah, we got another arrest. Cracker. Terrell Suggs.
Maybe if he had free reign, he would have been better off.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have had to. That's true.
If he did have free reign, but if he saw Doc Linville, he would be even better
off. Well, he is a bald man.
He is bald. Okay. I was just texting. I was just texting with Doc Linville, as a matter of fact, and he's living about his best life. And a large part of it, well, not a large part of it. Actually, he does a lot of female augmentation. That's what he is known for. But he has picked up on the male hair enhancement thing, and it really, really is. It's incredible the number of guys. We got a lot of people with. You know, that have hair some hair issues that listen to us, because he said it's incredible the number of guys that are coming over there and it's taking care of business. Listen, shoot me a tweet about your hair and your experience. I love it because it's either the neografting, which is a great procedure. It's more involved. It's going to be more expensive, but it's still, you know, it's actually moving the hair from the side to the top. Or the PRP, which just stimulates your own growth. I've done them both. Love it. The doc is incredible. The procedure, everything about it is the best. I can't rave enough about the – and, oh, by the way, the results are fantastic as well. So if you're looking for a great way to get rid of that baldness, that bald spot, or that receding hairline, let's go. It's 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Summer is coming. Before we know it, it's going to be on top of you. We're already in the mid-80s to upper 80s next week. We hit a 88 one day. And so you're going to have your air conditioner running. Chances are you have your air conditioning running in February and March. I mean, it's just how it is. But if you have a unit that is not working properly, that something is off or it needs to be tuned up, you're going to end up paying exorbitant air conditioning bills. If you have a unit that's too small for your home or too large for your home, you're not going to get the efficiency that you need. This is where Vanderford Air comes in. They are an air conditioning company that you can finally trust. I use Vanderford Air. They are great. They're great for just their checkup system. When they come out there and check up your unit, which I highly recommend, they go through a variety of things in your system. They will take pictures, show you different things, and let you know, hey, this is fine. This is something to keep an eye on, or hey, this is the issue that's causing a problem with your air conditioning system. This is how much it will be to get you fixed up. They do not charge for overtime. They don't charge for emergencies. There's no extra charges for that. But what they do is they give you a price to fix it, and if you want, they'll give you a price to replace your air conditioning system if you know that that's a big issue for you. They go through and measure heat load in every room. I mean, they are so direct in how they operate that you get the best results. Stay cool, but you know what? Stay efficient as well. That's where Vanderford Air can help you. 0% financing is available for you, but you must call for details. It's VanderfordAir.com. Give them a call. Have them come out and take a look at your AC system or just tune it up today. VanderfordAir.com or call 281-557-COOL.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Look at it. There, God, it is a beautiful morning. This view at East River 9 is the prettiest view of the city I think we have. I really do. I think this is the best. And actually, Bun B came here and did his commercial from here. Right, because it's the best view.
When you see Bun B on the John Daspa commercials, it's from right up there on the little tee box up there.
So there are guys out there playing right now. Do you think that I'm disgusted with my life? There's guys out there playing, and instead I'm in here talking to you two.
You're disgusted with your life?
Yeah.
When does your golf day start?
After the show.
So, exactly. So what? 10:30?
I could be playing right now.
Yeah, but you actually have a job to
East
do.
East River 9.
Did you just want to take the day off and just go play golf starting at 8 o'clock?
That's the problem I'm having with this life. I am working. I'm still working. Masters delayed until 9:30, everybody. I know it's disappointment.
It's a real shame.
We wouldn't be able to. But it is a disappointment. Are you going to play?
No.
You're not going to play the dude who Masters update guy?
Chris Verna. Are you asking me to play sound from another radio show?
Yeah.
Just because when he puts it out. But when is he going to have an update? I think
his is
an afternoon show.
Yeah,
right?
we'll be able to play it.
Oh.
No, it's in the morning. He owns his own Grind City, but he owns it, but it's actually, I think, 10 to 12, something like that. So we'll play yesterday's. I mean, we will play today's sound, just so you can hear what it sounds like. It's world famous. It's really, really good.
Yep. Oh, here's a good point. JD makes a good point. Three Masters tickets. His three Masters are Rory, Rahm, and Cam Young, good player. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, I like Cam Young a lot this week. Let's go. Is this not your favorite time of year, Tell?
Oh, sorry. I tuned out. I'd rather watch a replay of the Astros getting drilled 11-2 than hear about Cam Young.
That is not good.
No, I'm watching it right now. It's up on the TV. Speaking of that, Jose Abreu missed the foul out, a potential foul out, and everyone said he quit on his team on that play. I'm looking at it right now. Who's hated more? Jose Abreu or the Astros admin, because they're both catching it.
Tell that story.
Like, the Astros admin is apparently new, and the level of
posting. When you say Astros admin, you mean?
The person who runs their social media, particularly on Twitter. This is where a lot of this is coming from. I don't know who she is. I didn't even look up her LinkedIn when it got posted on Twitter. I saw that someone did it, and I didn't even click on it to see, because it wasn't of my concern. But that's where we are right now. Astros Twitter is hounding the official account. They found the person who's running it. They doxed her. And the level of, as you want to call it, snark or hate, whatever it is, for her, is kind of on the level of Jose Abreu. They don't just, for the most part, they just don't like what you post. And they're taking issue with it. They don't think it's up to the standard of previous Astro Twitter posts.
Funny-wise?
Yeah, pretty much. They think it's not good. And now Astros Twitter decided to find out who she is.
Because I got on my timelines for some reason.
Copier Colin.
Astros have blocked you.
Yeah.
A lot of people are now getting blocked because apparently they're not being very nice, which is fine for her or that or whoever
why
to block them.
No. You can't. The Texans account would have blocked everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody would be. Everyone would have been blocked.
That's true.
I wouldn't have. You can't block people
but
if you're social media.
But account. If they are.
Now, if they're doxing who you are.
Yeah.
You can report them to Twitter. They can take it down.
But official accounts have blocked people in the past. I've never added this account, but I'm blocked by the official Miami Hurricanes sports account for whatever reason. I've never actually tweeted at them. I probably was yelling about Al Golden. They saw it. This is from probably years ago, and they blocked me. I don't know why. But
see,
so
that's
accounts
weird.
Do that.
You've been blocked by Miami?
Not the football account, not the basketball account, but the official general sports account. They block me, and I don't know why, because I've never actually tweeted at them about anything.
I don't know.
Really?
Maybe they looked up me yelling about Al Golden or the football team.
I wish there was a way you could find out who's blocked you. I wish there was that way. I mean, I block bots immediately. I block the gambling people.
What do you mean? You do know immediately when somebody blocks you. It shows up on your timeline.
What do you mean?
Well, if you try to
talk to them.
Yeah, but you don't see it come
up. You
don't
know if somebody just blocks you randomly.
Oh, it doesn't tell you?
Like, Nick Bosa has me blocked.
I just pulled it up.
Yeah, you're blocked
and I don't know
Miami
why.
Hurricanes.
I don't
Holy
know.
Crap.
I've never tweeted at
them.
You still
cared
for them.
No, I don't. That's been pretty clear. I've never tweeted at the account about anything, but they found something, I guess, and said enough of you.
I tried to look and see if there's a way you could find, because I wanted to see if there were other football players who blocked me because they didn't like my scouting report. I mean, all I said was with Nick Bosa is he had all pro potential and would be a for sure pro bowler, and like, that's it.
Hey, we got Samantha on the line, wants to talk. Let's get her in. The ladies always go to the front of the line. Hello, Samantha.
Hi, guys. I was just wanting to know, why do you think the Astros are losing? Do you think it's because of the new uniforms? I'll hang up and listen.
Because of the what?
The new
uniforms.
Uniforms, the Fanatics.
I am suspicious. Now,
well,
I don't...
other teams are winning in them.
Are they directly affecting the Astros for some reason?
Do you think that
specifically
Astros,
affecting them for some
do
reason?
Did you see the guy that slid in the home
and
the
his
whole
pants
pant
ripped,
leg
yeah.
ripped?
Jeez.
Yeah. Do you think that the Astros are more Christian than other teams?
No, she's
and
asking.
Don't like how they're exposing themselves with
well,
those
just,
pants.
She just asked specifically, is it the uniform? I'm asking you, is it bad luck? Are the uniforms bad luck?
No. I think she's insinuating that that they're so bad, these Fanatics uniforms.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Astros are I want to cover themselves up more.
I think
because
that's
they're more Christian.
So they're
than
self-conscious.
Other teams.
They're and self-conscious. Not playing well because of that.
Yes. Really? Who have you said?
Well, look at Jose Abreu.
Name an Astro who you heard give praise to God or whatever. Go ahead and name one.
Ooh. Oh, Jeremy Pena.
Yeah, he does.
Yes,
when he's playing well though.
Yeah,
he's hitting well.
He is hitting well. He gives a praise. I don't hear a lot of the Spanish interviews.
I never hear Cristo.
I'm pretty sure they all.
I never hear when Jordan's talking. I never hear his interpreter go, "Yeah." And he says that a lot of my power comes from Christ. My ability to hit the ball to all fields is thanks to a blessing from God. I never hear his interpreter say that. I will say this: the uniforms, if they're a jinx, then they're a jinx. I used to think Space City was a jinx.
It's not.
Well, it was.
No hitter.
It was.
No hitter.
Yeah, but there's lots of losses in them.
Yeah. There's a lot of wins in them, too.
Yeah, but at home, I don't think you can win at home anyway, right?
No,
now.
I don't think that's allowed, too
hard
actually.
Too hard to win at home. Beating the Royals in a series is too hard.
Do any of the Astros give all praise?
I haven't really heard that too
any
much.
All praise to God?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
CJ does.
Oh.
That's why he's one of the best
Will
quarterbacks
Anderson
in the
did.
League.
Well, yeah. Well,
CJ, well, Don Staley did.
Astros.
Don Staley
yeah, but
did.
I asked about the Astros. They
that's our point.
I know what the Texans.
No.
We know the Texans do.
Texans do. And that's without Jack Easterby. Don Staley
why
does.
Why the Texans are winning more?
John Staley does. I mean, Don Staley does.
So you're going to have to let it be known that
step it up.
Step up the praise to the man on high, or that's you right. won't win.
That's although right. usually they're praising them after they've won significant awards.
That's true. Well, CJ will do it after a game.
Yeah, CJ's
on the field with Tracy Wilson.
And NBC will cut it out.
I mean, did Kyle Tucker, when they interviewed him after the World Series, did he say, first of all.
I don't believe he did.
First
Maybe
of,
that's
no,
why
he didn't.
He's being punished now.
He
not hitting in the postseason.
Do you think he blasphemed when he found out he wasn't going to be a 30-30 guy and it has been terrible ever since?
Could be.
Is that what happened?
Do you think he GD'd it?
I don't know
he's
why.
Got when he realized he lost out on the 30-30?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think Jake Meyers needs to be holier.
Remember when it was all good and Jake was great in spring training and he was the cemented center fielder? Remember how great that was?
Great.
How everyone felt that was going to last?
No.
No, I don't. I don't remember
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. I'm pretty sure I said Dubon should play center every day now. And hopefully he will. Time to thank you, Samantha, for listening, and thank you for your service.
I'm going to suggest that was an Eric Wong prompted call.
You think so?
Just a guess.
Yeah, who cares about the uniform if the Astros were playing bad?
I don't care. Ladies, call in. I don't know if you want to talk about the uniform.
Well, we don't mind the ladies calling. I just believe that was a call prompted by one Eric.
UB's going to play pickleball after the show. No, we're not, but you could if you
who's calling
to.
Us what?
You know who's calling us.
I'm not playing pickleball. I got work to do.
He's in a group text. He's a bad person.
He wants to play pickleball if you guys
talks
though.
Talks about cats all the time. Time to...
City cats.
Time to talk about Chastain Ford. Hey, they're cool cats over there, right? That's just my man, Patrick Chastain. And all the great people over there. Justin is who I deal with over there. Call over there and ask for him. He's awesome. Everybody over there, though, is going to give you the best deal you can. Well, as soon as you go on online at ChastainFord.com, the first thing that will come up, okay, well, how can we help you? And the next thing will be, so tell us where your payments need to be. Then they can, you know what, you don't waste a lot of time, right? You're not going to spend, if you can't spend $5,000, $6,000 a month, if you want to spend $1,200 or under $1,000 a month, then they know exactly where to put you. So make sure, and this is that is kind of a big deal, is don't choke on the payments. Chastain Ford never wants you to be where you just can't afford it, and you're choking on it, and every month is they don't want that. So they're not going to add on, they're not going to mark up, they're not going to get you in a place that you can't afford. Other dealerships don't care about what you can afford or can't afford. They want to put you in a vehicle that as much as they can possibly charge. That ain't the way they do it at Chastain Ford. Find out for yourself if you're looking for that new or used, that pre-owned vehicle. You get certified where you get great interest rates. They're going to work their ass off to make sure that you get the best deal you possibly can. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Sean, you can't hear him. Anyway, he was really ugly to me just there. So
he was being respectful, I think.
So the Astros admin person is allegedly...
Well, that's someone... I thought that was the person who wrote for Cron.
For the Chronicle.
Yeah, the Cron.com, which is actually different than the Chronicle, if you didn't know.
No, it's not the girl from...
Yeah, it's not the same
person. The one
person.
That people, everyone went person. After? No.
But I think she... It's from L.A. I think that's what the issue is.
Apparently, she admitted that she roots for the Dodgers against the Astros.
I thought that was
or
the one
that
from
the Cron.
That's the Cron person.
Yeah.
I think.
No, Rangers.
No.
The girl who
she
came
from.
Okay, the
was,
one that everyone.
She's from Dallas, and she was wearing, and she was rooting for the Rangers here.
Yeah.
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 But,
that's
yeah.
Her.
But
the Rangers.
That's,
you said
that's a Chronicle person. It's not
you said
the admin
Dodgers.
Person.
Well, I think that we got a tweet about some the Astros admin being a Dodger fan. I don't know if that's the case. I think she's from or worked in L.A. I don't. That's all. I didn't really dive into it, but that's what people.
I
think.
Just. I don't care about snarky team.
Well, she's
I guess it's fine. Well, all of them are snarky now.
Well,
it
the
started...
problem is she's not snarky enough.
Oh, okay.
They don't like her.
Little edge, little attitude.
Yeah, that's what
How
they
about,
don't like.
Man, it still to this day pisses me off. The Rockets guy, they put the plastic gun to the horse's head. The Rockets guy who got fired, like, he's just ahead of his time. That's all that was. Because that's exactly what social media accounts would do now. Of course, it didn't help that the owner was part of PETA, so
yeah.
That probably didn't help too much. Another big complaint that's going on with for Xfinity users or Xfinity customers is that they just have commercials that pop in the middle of like at bats and it's not the one that I'm talking about where I think this is the case. I don't know if this is on, I think it's on Space City Houston television where a commercial will be on, but the game is also, you can still see the game. It's an in-game, it's an in-game commercial. You may not love the in-game commercial, but that is becoming, we're seeing that more and more. We're seeing it in football some when people are, when the offense is coming on the field and defense is going off the field, changing.
Well,
they'll have the
golf. Itself.
Yeah, they'll have the in-game commercial, but right. You can still see
right. The
play. They're going to have, Space City is going to, look, they're in charge of their own. The Rockets and Astros are in charge of their own revenue now. They're going to put content
yeah,
like that, but that's not what people
not
are talking about.
This is
about.
A mistake.
They're talking about going away from
so
the show.
So apparently, yes, they're talking about in the middle of a pitch, they're going to a commercial and then coming back while they're still talking or that at bat is still going on or he's already through that at bat, whatever, that they're accidentally playing commercials during an at bat. And that's got to stop, Xfinity or Space City, whatever it is. Who's ever making this mistake? It might be Xfinity doing it. We don't know.
But aren't they doing all of us a favor? I mean, look at what they're cutting away from, honestly. They're doing everyone a favor.
In golf, they do it. They play through. They call it playing through. While you could still see the players, they're running the commercial.
Yeah, well, Lance mentioned it. They'll double box it in the NFL.
I'm surprised soccer doesn't do it. I was watching the game. They go 45 minutes with no break.
You know, they used to do it back American – telecast used to do it back when they were just getting into soccer. They'd have an ad running, and I know Spanish language television did it when I was growing up watching it, but they don't do it anymore.
You'll see some banners. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah,
I don't see banners
Snickers
much.
Was up in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't
do that anymore.
No, a champion, and it's amazing that the EPL's not doing it.
No.
It really is because at 45 minutes, you know, they get their licks in before, and so they probably pay a premium, but you would think that so that's one of the reasons that in the background, the baseboard of the stadium has rotating ads, and they probably pay a crap ton to the teams. But you're right. I'm surprised TV doesn't have more product branding or signage on the broadcast itself.
Because as much as money as they have to pay those players, holy crap.
You would think they would get all
those revenue streams they possibly could.
Everyone's in debt.
Beautiful game doesn't bend to capitalism, okay? We're just going to show the game.
Who's next? Sean Ryan? All right, let's get Ryan in here. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Hey, got a question for Lance in regards to the draft next week or a couple weeks from now. I know there's a lot of rumors about teams wanting to trade up, like the Vikings and or the Jets, but is there any sleeper teams that, and y'all probably already covered this, but are there any sleeper teams that you're hearing about that might trade? You're starting to hear some rumblings that maybe the Cowboys might trade up and get a quarterback. I've read the Steelers might, if the run on the tackles go, they could make a jump. So I'm just curious if there's anything you're hearing on kind of an under-the-radar team that might trade up, whether it's a big trade or a slight trade to make a move.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills, Washington. Washington Commanders have a ton of draft picks. They have like something crazy like 9 picks in the first 100 or something insane. Not that many, but there's a lot. So I've heard Washington could sit and draft their quarterback at 2 and then fly back into the draft and draft a tackle as well. So I think Washington is one of those teams that's got a good chance of coming back into the first round. And then now there's been talk about Buffalo potentially moving up and trying to get their hands on a wide receiver, an aggressive move. But I think what might be more likely is they actually trade back and just load up on wide receivers in the second round. And then the Raiders, which this one, I don't get this one. They've got Aiden O'Connell's probably not your answer. We know Gardner Minshew's just a backup. But there's talk about them getting their hands on Penix, on Michael Penix. And that would be an interesting one to me because they have 2 quarterbacks to work with right now. They're at the number 13 or 14 is where they're sitting. So I think 14. So that could be another team that I think you could see that I have heard some buzz about them trying to move up and get their hands on Michael Penix, maybe at the number, 5 spot with the Chargers. So those are some teams. I'd say Washington, the Raiders, Buffalo is potentially in play, and then the Saints. There's talk about the Saints looking at quarterback too, but I just can't see them moving up. Denver would be a team, but they just don't have the draft capital to do it. They took too big a cap hit. They don't have a second rounder because the Russell. I mean, the Russell Wilson trade did so much damage to that organization.
Will this be more or less first round trades this year? There were 6 last year,
and there were 9 the year before.
Yeah.
So I think there's a minimum of 5. The things that get you going are runs on positions and quarterbacks or what. Where
and
the
a lot of
happen.
Times it's later 25th for 27th.
Yeah, that'll happen a lot. That counts. But yeah, that'll happen. But last year there was a lot of early trades. We saw a lot of, the Houston Texans traded it. You had the Bears and
the Bears and the
Eagles traded so they could get their hands
Cardinals
on.
Cardinals and Lions traded.
Cardinals, yeah, and Lions. So there was a lot in the top 10. This year I think we're going to see at least 5 trades, but maybe more. I do think at least one team will trade up for a quarterback. I think at least one team will trade up for an offensive tackle, and maybe 2 teams will. I could see a team trading up for one of the cornerbacks. You might see a team trade up for Byron Murphy. So I think that we'll see a minimum of 5 and I think a maximum of, as many as 8 maybe.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's been 6 in the last 2 years. There's been a lot of 15 trades the last 2 years. Yeah.
All right, Tom, you're first up. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. We're live at East River 9 where this place has got all the TVs on. You want to watch your Masters. Your Astros are playing this afternoon. They're going to just destroy the Royals. The way they're playing right now, the Royals have no chance today. Here's the deal. Get on over here, East River 9. Beautiful day for golf. You play the par 3, it's a lot less time. You play pickleball here, you can just hit golf balls, whatever you want to do, or you can just sit in the sports bar and drink Coors Lights and watch your games. It's all East River 9. I'm talking right now about my man, Kent Jones, over. I was thinking about this morning. I don't know anyone. I don't know how many mortgage people you know. I don't know anyone that geeks out on this stuff like him. I've never met anybody in my life. He is the, I don't want to call him the mortgage nerd, But, boy, he really does geek out on this stuff. I'm telling you here and now, he loves this stuff. And he's going to work his tail off for you. He's told stories, and he can tell you stories. When you call him, he can give you a rundown of how he has helped people save money on signing day, when you're signing your mortgage, and throughout the life. And you know what? He gives you that personalized service that you're not getting with these big mortgage companies. And yeah, everybody talks about personalized service. This dude lives it. This dude, that's all he cares about, is making sure that you get – he'll only take 8 clients at a time because he just has to put too much into each one of them. And he's got all of different loans you could possibly want, the Fannie Mae's, the Freddie Mac's, the FHA, the VA, and so on and so on. But he is going to make sure that he does the best job he possibly can for you every single time. Safe, transparent, dependable, Kent Jones at DreamRate. Here it is. Okay, if you're looking for a mortgage, DreamRate, the ultimate mortgage hookup, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
DreamRate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.